This looks like irrationality in action, bound to end in tears. Why then should the party continue? Manias are as old as finance, and economists have devoted plenty of time to studying them. Though often blamed on easy credit, human nature alone can goad a raging bull. As Charles Kindleberger explained in his book Manias, Panics and Crashes, enthusiasm for new markets or technologies frequently results in excessive optimism, which ultimately collides with reality in a spectacular crash. That seems at odds with the idea of an efficient market, in which asset prices reflect the discounted value of expected future profits and in which easy risk-free money is a rarity. But economists have learned that efficiency is a somewhat loose constraint on markets. The discounted value of dividends, for instance, varies by much less over time than stock market indices, meaning that people's views of the state of the world gyrate more than history suggests they should. Markets are better at setting prices for individual stocks than in aggregate. In Paul Samuelson's words, they are micro-efficient and macro-inefficient. Yet that may be because individual stocks are more likely to provide well-informed investors with opportunities for a quick, no-risk profit. The ICO craze certainly appears to entail a departure from reasonable values. Such deviations can happen when taking the pessimistic side of a bet is difficult. Shorting stocks, for instance, i.e. selling securities the investor does not own in the hope the price will fall. In some accounts of the tech boom of the 1990s, the small float of many new tech stocks made shorting them nearly impossible. As issuance increased, however, bears could have their say and markets tanked. Housing, too, is famously hard to short. In the global crisis, those few financiers who found vehicles to bet against mortgage-backed securities eventually made a fortune. There were some opportunities to short cryptocurrencies, but essentially none for ICO tokens, something those intending to buy might reflect on, if reflection is their thing.